In this section, you will see the powerful File Manager IMS functions provided by the advanced templates and views. For example, you may have complex copybooks, or you may want to use views to perform functions such as changing field headings or holding data. Some organizations become very clever when defining copybooks. As an alternative to multiple O1 levels, which imply a redefined record, some people code copybooks with a single O1 level and multiple O5 levels, redefining each other. Other people will copy a copybook from another copybook. File Manager IMS is designed to handle all of these scenarios. If your organization uses these types of complex copybooks, you'll want to review the material in this section. Let's take a look at templates shown here in this diagram. We use Option 4 to navigate to the Template View Criteria Set Utilities panel. And Option 1 will take us to the Template Entry panel. Since templates correspond on a one-to-one basis with an IMS database, the template name will automatically be defined as the IMS database name. Therefore, there is no need to provide a member name for the template. Let's edit the template we used in the past, DJ1E. The line commands supporting the template specification panel are shown here. To manipulate copybook data, you can insert, move, repeat, or delete lines. You can view or edit a copybook with the V or S command. We will show the X command later in this section. For now, let's edit the Shire P template segment using the E line command. We change the presentation sequence of the BBS number and control field. These fields will be presented in the sequence requested when editing or browsing in table or single format mode. Let's edit the BBS number field. Field headings are derived from the copybooks defined to the template. However, we can change the field heading by typing a different value on the field attributes panel. We save this data with the F3 key returning to the template entry panel. Let's create a new template for the D2JE database. In this case, the suburb segment requires two copybooks, so let's insert a row. The suburb copybook has two parts shown here. This part here is a suburb 1 segment, and this part here is a suburb 2 segment. In a program, the developer may code an O1 suburb line followed by copy suburb 1 and copy suburb 2. To use these copybooks with File Manager IMS, we code a Y in the O1 level field shown here. But we don't do that on the second suburb 2 copybook. This will generate an O1 level named Suburb Seg and bring in the Suburb 1 and Suburb 2 copybooks concatenated underneath it. Let's take a look at an example of a redefined copybook. Suppose our copybook used O5 redefined clauses rather than a multiple O1 levels, shown here in the picture here. In this case, we have Shire Select and Shire Data. And Shire Town redefines the Shire Data field, and Shire City redefines the Shire Data field also. The Template Edit panel is used to display all segments. On the Template Specification panel, we use an X line command to handle redefined or ranges of copybook lines. For the copybook with redefined O5 levels, we need to enter an O5 in the level field shown here to indicate that these are redefined fields. Or we could have entered the field name of Shire Data to identify the redefined fields to File Manager. F3 will return us to the Template Specification panel. An R is shown under the RI field in the black circle next to the Shire segment. This indicates that we have identified redefined range specifications for the Shire segment. Now we can edit the Shire segment layout member, and for each of the O5 levels, we see them as separate lines. And we need to edit each of these segment layouts and add the selection ID criteria. Here you see how the ID criteria is defined using the Shire Select field values of 0, 1, and 2. To define the appropriate segment layout for each of the redefined fields. When we first created a template, the library list panel was presented, where we entered our copybook library names. However, when you edit an existing template, that panel is not shown. If you need to add more copy libraries to an existing template, you can request the library list panel with the LibList command shown here. In this case, the adlib.copylib library is used with this template, and additional libraries can be added if needed. Let's edit the Shire Town segment. Templates can be printed. This may be very handy if you want a hard copy of the start and length columns of the template, and use the tprint command to print the template. And with a split screen, we can see our printed output in our FMN list dataset, and we can see the information including the start and length of each of the fields. This concludes the advanced template topics. Let's learn more about views. Remember, views are derived from templates, and they're used by File Manager, IMS, Edit, and Browse functions, shown in the diagram here in this circle. Let's edit the D2JE IMS database using an existing view. This view will be saved as requested when we exit from File Manager, since we entered a slash in the field save view on return. And the word temporary is shown here, indicating that we're using a temporary view. With the database positioning panel, we can select or deselect segments with the X command. The field SXE shown here depicts the status of the edit session you're about to start. And here's kind of a map that shows you what those values mean. An S indicates a segment is in the hierarchical path of the current position. An E indicates that the segment has selection criteria specified. And we use the X to denote whether we're selecting a segment or not. And if its color is teal, it's not selected. And each of these commands, S, X, and E, can be entered as toggle, or they can be entered with an X asterisk, for example, to indicate that all lines would be X'd out in that scenario. Field selection criteria is used to select specific records from an IMS database, where the ID criteria is used to redefine data within a segment. In the next few slides, we will learn how to apply field selection criteria. However, to find out if it's working successfully, let's first find out how many segments we currently have. The segstat command will show us that we have 40 letterbox segments shown here. Let's edit the letterbox segment layout. We can apply field selection criteria using option 1 on the segment layout panel. The field selection criteria panel allows us to enter connectors such as and or, and operators such as greater than or equal to. In this example, we are going to choose range with the values of 6800 to 6870. Since we do not need compound expressions, we can simply enter the data on a single line and use F3 to exit. When we return to the field selection criteria panel, the expression is automatically created for us and shown in the selection line. We could have entered this expression in free form, as shown here, or we could use option 1 as we did. And however, whichever method you choose to use, you must use the same method if you want to update it. If the selection area here is not enterable data, then you must use option 1 to modify it, because that's how you created it. Let's edit our data now using F5. The postcode values are now all in the range of 6800 to 6870. And let's see how many segments we have available now. Now we have 19 letterbox segments. That means 21 of them are suppressed. F3 to exit, and we save this view for future use. Press Enter to do so. The view was saved successfully, so let's return to our database positioning panel. And the view is now identified with a file name and not as temporary as it was before, so now we're using a permanently view. Let's edit the data again. And fields may be selected or deselected using the S command or block SS commands. You can simply select all the fields using an S asterisk. And by default, all fields are shown in a view. We also want to sequence our fields. So we requested the suburb name field to be first, followed by the map reference and then the postcode. The remaining field sequences will remain the same. The SHC field shown here depicts which fields will be shown and which fields are hidden. We can use an H to hold fields, and when a field or fields are held, they are automatically sequenced to the first fields in the table display format. A held field will not be removed from the editor browse panel when using the F10 or 11 keys or locate commands when you page across the data. This is a user-friendly feature that allows you to retain your key data as you page right to view the corresponding data of the record. Since the view has changed, it is denoted with a C. An X next to the suburb segment will display the suburb segment. Since X is a toggle field, we'll also enter an X next to the letterbox segment to suppress the letterbox segment. Some of the field selection criteria you enter may require all root segments to be read. If that is true, File Manager IMS will provide an informational message indicating your view will require this action. Let's see what the data looks like with our modified view. The suburb field is held, and as we use F10-11 to view the data, we see that it still remains. The fields are resequenced as we requested, and that there's only two rows shown. Well, we previously defined the field selection criteria for the postcode field of the letterbox segment with the values of ranging from 6800 to 6870. However, the letterbox segments are suppressed with the X command on the database positioning panel. We asked only for suburb segments, and therefore we're looking at all the suburb segments which have letterbox segments with postcode ranges from 6800 to 6870. And File Manager IMS is indeed a powerful tool to locate our data. Well, let's save this view and continue on. Here we see the view is saved successfully. And a little note on views here. We can have views of any name here, 8 characters names. You can have as many views as you want for a given database. And let's go back to the database positioning panel. And on the views panel, we can locate fields using the find command. And we can also use the tprint command as you saw before. And we can even describe our views. This concludes the Advanced Views section of the File Manager IMS course, and next we're going to review the various utilities available to work with templates and views. Let's look at the utilities available for templates, views, and criteria. As projects continue through the development process, IMS segments are added or changed to meet our business needs. Copybooks are changed or modified to remove fields and add fields, and as these activities occur, we also need to maintain our templates and views. File Manager IMS provides the needed utilities for these kinds of changes, either on a one-by-one basis or using batch utilities to make mass changes. If you are making just a few template and view changes, use options 1, 2, or 3 for templates, views, and criteria sets. On the other hand, if you're making mass changes, use options 4, 5, and 6. On option 4, there are a large number of options available when we update a template. For example, did the database definition change? If the DVD did not change, we really don't need to specify the DVD datasets. Do we need to overlay the existing template, or do we want to be safe and use a new template library and validate these changes before we copy the templates to our production library? Do we want to replace members? If we want to replace members, we enter a slash on the replace member field shown here. For more information on any of these fields, just put your cursor in the input area and press F1, for example, on the check mode field, and that'll show us the help associated with that field. Let's look at this example. We're simply renaming a field from char main attraction to char park name. So we delete the char attraction field and add the char park name field here. Both of them are 20 bytes in length. We can skip the member list as shown here, and we can replace existing members with a slash in this field. But we do want to see the library list panel, so we enter a slash here. Since we saved the copybook in a different library than the original library, we need to add our copy library book on one of these lines shown here. And as we press enter, the template was successfully updated. But this message indicates that we need to update our views also. Let's look at another example. The IMS database administrator added a new segment called SHIRENX or SHIRENX to the DJ1E database. And that's shown here in the black circle. And this is the database definition. On the template update panel, we need to indicate that a new database segments have been added. In addition, we want to specify new copy libraries, a new DVD data set, and since our changes are not stored in the same data sets as our original template. So here we ask for a new database segments, and we ask to replace members, specify library data sets, and specify our DVD data sets. On the DVD library panel, we will list the new DVD library, or the DVD library where the new load module resides. And if necessary, we can add copy libraries here too. During the template processing, when we pressed enter, File Manager determined that we have a new segment. Therefore, the new database segment panel is presented. And here we identify the copybook associated with the SHIRENX segment. So we would enter the SHIRENX data here. Since we did not specify a DVD member name on the template utility panel, File Manager IMS provided us a list of DVDs located in the database definition libraries we entered. And we can now select DJ1E as the database that we want to process. And the template was successfully updated and saved. And let's take a look at our updated template. So we go to option 4.1 to look at the updated template, and it's available for use. Now that we've updated our templates, we need to update the associated views. We use option 5 on the template view criteria, set utilities to make the view changes required. And let's start with the DJ1E view. The DJ1E view was updated successfully based on the template changes which were made earlier. And now let's edit the view and see what it looks like. So we enter an E in the view entry panel and press enter, and we now see that the SHIRENX segment is defined within the DJ1E view. Let's summarize what we learned about views and templates. Templates map one-to-one to an IMS database. Templates can be used for logical IMS databases, and templates can be used to identify multiple ON levels or redefine segments. And we can change our field headings and format data with templates. Views contain field identification criteria, which templates do not. Fields can be selected or hidden from a view. Fields can be held. And you can also change field headings or data formats with views. This concludes the Advanced Templates and Views part of this course. Next, we're going to learn about the File Manager IMS utilities.